We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey everyone, before we get started in today's podcast, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
What up? It's time for another episode of our favorite show, Y'all Gaming, where we ask the hard-hitting questions. Are y'all gaming? Well, we've been gaming, and here's some of the stuff we've been gaming on, and some of the stuff, just gaming news in general that we've been talking about. The first one being Super Mario Bros. 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, Nintendo Direct, and of course, we'll be talking about Outriders 2. Outriders also, sorry. There's no Outriders 2. But yeah, outside of that, you know, I'm TK Breezy. Coney. Coney, how you doing? Yes.
I am muted. All right, anyway, when we were talking about I did the whole chopping it up intro, and then I talked about the fact that the PlayStation Direct is coming. Apparently they just decided there's going to be a state of play on this Thursday, but that's at 5 p.m. like 5 p.m. which is so weird, because like Nintendo did 5 p.m. and I remember thinking that's really weird, but I guess they're doing it too. Maybe they're just following Nintendo, like always. I don't know. I'm excited to see it.
You're making it sound like Nintendo had another Direct coming up.
Oh no!
And then they were like, haha, how about this? We need a state of play for PlayStation though, because like, I mean, it's still sitting here doing absolutely nothing for me. So
yeah, yep. I'm chilling with a PS5, doing nothing.
Yeah, just not. I mean, that Spider-Man game, real fun. It was real dope. That Godfall game, not fun, not at all. So Destruction All Stars, not fun either. At least not fun enough for me to be like, man, I'm really glad I got this purchase. I know why I bought it. It was definitely for Horizon Zero Dawn, too. So I'm glad that I have it already, so we don't have to go searching for it later. But I really would like to be using it. The best thing that I've got so far, for my PS5 is the controller. The controller is nuts. Yep. That shit is insane. Yep. But that's that's it, bro.
That's all. I'm really done with it too. But that's the breaking news. State of Play on Thursday. We'll be excited for that. We will be watching it. But let's start off with the topics for this week. Starting with, I believe, first thing is Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury, right?
Yeah. So I know that you just got, you played Bowser's Fury, right?
It was nice. It was good.
Yeah. I watched the Donkey video on it, and yeah. Some other stuff, and it's, yeah, I mean, like, all the things that he said sounded very like what I would want out that game for sure.
I don't think it's worth the whole $60 if you've already played 3D World. It's not really worth it. But I didn't play it. I played like one level with my wife, and then she tapped out. She was like, "This sucks." So I would play it alone in my room in the dark. I will play it. But she wouldn't really get into it, so it was worth it for me to try again. Bowser's Fury is really interesting because it sort of shows you where Nintendo is thinking of going, I think, in terms of levels. Because the level design is like, it's one big-ass level with no cuts in between. It doesn't kick you back out to the hub. It doesn't stop anything else, and like all the levels are different. It's very interesting, and I would like to see more of it, but I have no idea how you would do it on a big scale, like an Odyssey or something.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way, basically. I think that one of the things that he said was like always being thrown back out to the overworld.
Yeah,
it's kind of like old and dated, and like I feel that. Like I feel like the fluidity of a Mario game now is really what you want. Yes. More than anything else. Like, I mean, the game, that's basically what Mario is. He's like a very fluid character. All the ways you can get at, like, pretty much anywhere in the map with double jumps, triple jumps, wall jumps, all that other good stuff. Like, that's his thing. So, yeah, being thrown out into an overworld, not the funnest. And a lot of those, I feel like a lot of the games have done a good job at least making the overworld pretty cool. Like, Odyssey, you know, I don't remember too much about the overworld. I feel like traversing through the overworld was fun. You know what I'm saying? You still had to go and, you know, hop in levels and things, but traversing through the overworld was fun because of the fact that, like, the overworld was basically just a giant level itself.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But, like, when I think about overworlds, like, you know, Super Mario Bros. Or new Super Mario Bros. And stuff, like, you get thrown out, go to the next area, jump back in. Like, that's old and dated. Let's go ahead and just make everything fluid now.
I think Nintendo is always trying to do new and interesting things with level design, and I think that Bowser's Fury is a good example of that. And the biggest issue that I have with it is it controls like 3D World and not like Odyssey, so it has like 3D World's mechanics, which is weird because like you have to hold the run button, but you also have to control the camera with the right stick, and doing both at the same time kind of sucks. So there's a lot of like little things like that. But it was really good. I liked it a lot. It's a little short. Beat it in like 3 hours, but I got 50 stars when there's 100 in the game or something, and a lot of like little challenges. Yeah. But it was fun. I'm excited for it. I don't mind that I spent $60 on it. But again, I did not play the original game, so take that with a grain of salt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm in the same boat. I didn't play the original game, so $60 for me would not be bad. But like, if I played the original game and there wasn't a way, like, there's obviously no way to be like, look, I already have this. Can I only pay, like, $20 for the thing? Nah. Yeah, so.
Nintendo doesn't do that. No.
Yeah. Sucks, but if you have not played Super Mario 3D World, it's a really good game, specifically for the way that it plays, very similar to Odyssey. And I think if you like Odyssey, like, you know, you like movement like that, then that's the game for you, for sure. Yep. So, moving forward, though, we're going to talk about the entire Nintendo Direct. I actually just did a list recently to really, like, put my thoughts together. And the list goes as said before you get into it and shit on it, because I know you hated it, but it's all good.
I did.
This is the list. This is the list. Okay. The good stuff for me, IMO, for me. Pyramithra, cool. Mario Golf, cool. Triangle Strategy, cool. Knockout City's cool. Hyrule Warriors DLC, cool. Splatoon 3. And then already new good stuff. Monster Hunter Rise, Hades, Apex Legend, No More Heroes 3, and that Plants for Zombie Shooter. It came out in 2019, so like that's what it, you know, that's just, it's coming to the Switch, whatever. Mess stuff was Fall Guys, Outer Wilds, Samurai Warriors, Legend of Mana, Neon White, DC Superhero Girls, Miitopia, Animal Crossing Update, Ninja Gaiden. It was good, but it's a re-release. I don't really like re-releases. And the Ghost and Goblin 3 do. Bad stuff was the Famicom Detective Club, Tales of Borderland, Stubbs, which is actually trash stuff, No More Heroes 3's graphics, World's End Club, Bravely Default 2, Saga Frontier, the original Octopath, not releasing information on Breath of the Wild 2, and then giving a Skyward Sword. And then the I don't really know stuff, because we didn't really get any info, was Star Wars Hunter.
It sounds like a lot of ports in the awful section.
Yeah, like in the mess stuff, there's definitely a lot of ports for sure. Like I think that the only reason like some of this stuff, like Bravely Default 2 was only bad stuff for me because I don't like that type of game. I think I can understand that like it's a very anticipated game because Bravely Default had a lot of people wanting to play it. So for an RPG fan, it's good stuff. But I don't like that type of RPG. I like action RPGs a lot. And if I'm going to go through a RPG, I mean, you pick an RPG as such, it needs to be a lot shorter than Bravely Default 2. That's a long game.
Yeah.
I can't be picking menus for 100 hours. Like, I can't do that. Like, that's just...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can't. When I saw the gameplay, I was like, this is just kind of... And my issue with the whole Direct is that it felt... I know it's a Japanese company. I get it. And a lot of people have explained that, like, with the Vita being gone and the 3DS having so many RPGs and now Switch is the handheld system. Yes, a lot of RPGs are going to move to it. I don't care. I saw very little to get me excited. I need to see either some Nintendo first-party endeavors, whether they're, like, big-scale or small-scale. I don't even care if it's a smaller thing or if it's from another party, like a Link's Awakening. I would like to see an indie game that was interesting with, like, a mechanic or, like, some different type of thing. I didn't really see that other than Knockout City, and then I was like, oh, this is EA, so I don't really care about it because it's probably going to suck. Although you played it. I don't know if you liked it.
The game is godlike. You would like it. I understand, like, EA, it's a $20 game. There's none of that microtransactions to get better. All you get is, like, fucking, you know, cosmetics. And you can get a lot of cosmetics just from playing the game. And honestly, who cares about your cosmetics? The game is simple and it's fun. You have, like, four different throws. You can catch balls. You can fake throw. You can throw your teammate and and get, like, instant KOs and stuff. It's a really fun little arcadey type game. I think that, like, I will literally buy it for you to play with me.
If it's good, I'll give it a shot. Mm-hmm. If it's good, I'll give it a shot.
It's free to start, so you can test it out and see if you actually like it, and then spend the $20, or you can test it out and be like, this game is trash.
What do you mean free to start? Do they give you like a couple rounds?
No, I don't actually know how it works. It's just the game's gonna be free for a couple days, and then that's what it's explained to me. It's gonna be free for a couple days, and then eventually you have to drop the $20 to play it. Okay. So to me, I feel like it's what Ninjala should have been. Like, it's that, like, you know, arena type deal. But Ninjala just felt clunky and gross. So, but this one doesn't feel clunky and gross. It feels more fluid and fun.
Yeah, it looks okay, but I never know how these things play. And my problem with Ninjala is I just got, like, I don't know, it got kind of boring after like a couple rounds, but okay. I mean, that was the one thing that I was kind of excited for. I'm very excited for No More Heroes 3, but it looks awful. But
I don't know what happened between those trailers, because that first trailer did not look. I know that first trailer did not look like that, bro.
I think I saw something on a few message boards, and I don't know if it was from this game or what, but like it looked amazing. And I think it was from 3. So I think maybe this trailer was just in 480p style or something. I don't know what happened, but that trailer killed all of my interest because I'm like, I don't want to play that. I want it to look okay. I love the first two games. Apparently, neither of them sold very well, like no matter what. Like the games have never been good sellers, but you know they want to keep making them, and I dig them a lot. So I hope this third one looks okay so I can buy it, because I did not play the Travis Strikes Back and I heard it wasn't good, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was in a different vein, and that game was not good. I'm about 10 hours into it, and I'm like, dude, I really was just like, I'm just going to slog through it, but like...
Just like force yourself?
But I couldn't, man. It was that bad. Like, that was not the game that was going to hold me over until the next one, so, you know. Good try, I guess, Suda 51, but don't do that again. Anyway, as you said, a lot of this, I feel like for the RPG fan or the EE Games fan, the visual novel, he's gonna eat this shit up. Famicom Detective Club, Tales of Borderland, that Danganronpa World's End Club game. Like, there's games for him.
Yeah,
but there's not games for me. I need actions. and all the action games that we saw are either all we already knew about because of Monster Hunter Rise, I've already played because of like Hades and Apex Legends and stuff. I've already been hyped for No More Heroes 3. And then, yeah, I guess the only thing that I, like, the only new thing that I actually have to look forward to that like I have no interest in before said thing, I guess, was Mario Golf and Triangle Strategy. Like, you know?
I'm like, conflicted about Triangle Strategy because, like, I love tactics. It's the only Final Fantasy game I like. Mm-hmm. But I watched Octopath and I saw reviews and I hated it. I was like, this looks so bad. And not bad, but like not for me. So it's like, why would I think this tactics game would be for me? Mario Golf, I'm going to play for a week and then stop. It's like tennis. Like, yep. And I'm not excited for that. Like, everybody's like, well, you got golf. It's like, no, I'll play it for a week and I'll enjoy it and then I'll never play it again.
Yep. About to pay $60 for 7 days.
Yeah. So. Which is, I don't actually mind that much. Like, I'm okay with that if I like those 7 days, you know?
I mean, I can't really complain about, like, the amount of money that I've spent in free-to-play games, like, I'm just never going to complain about buying a $60 game again, dude. Like, I just,
yeah.
You know, I never went around to actually buying the $100 bundle in Genshin, but, like, I've definitely bought $100 worth of Riot Points at times. Like, you know, like, just... It's done. Like, I get that big check from a commentary gig, and 100 of that goes directly to Riot, so...
You're crazy for that. We were looking at the Valorant guns the other night, and there's, like, $70 for a gun.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I can't do it for Valorant. I can't, like, I did it for League because we were playing, you know, we've been playing League for 10 years. Like, I'm gonna get my money's worth from that. I almost don't want to play Valorant now. So, like, No, it's because, like, Valorant's just a hard game, and I get annoyed. Like, it's just annoying to, like, it's not fun. Like, I don't even know why we like it so much right now. Like, because we're not really having fun a lot of the time.
I'm running into the wall. I was having fun, but now I'm bonking my head on the wall, and I'm like, okay, the same thing happens to me in every game where it's like, okay, now you've gotten to the point where you have to practice, and I don't know if I want to practice. I haven't decided yet, so.
Right, so we're okay with objectively being bad, and then, but we're mad about
Suddenly
it.
Suddenly we're not. I'm okay with being bad, and then at a point I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't like being mad anymore. Like, I don't want to be bad.
Yeah, we lost those two games last night, man, and I was just like, I had to go and play. I went to go play a rogue like that I was already good at just to feel some.
I played all random Earth. Yeah. I was on League because I was like, because you know what it is? It's with these type of games, and we're getting very far away from the subject. You know what it is? When you don't have that much time and you have to play something, it's like, do you want to improve at a game that you suck at and practice it and get better at? Or do you just want to play a game that you're already proficient in that you know and just vibe out and not think? And I think that second one is like a lot stronger. I think that's why, like, people get stuck on the same games for a long time, because why would you, you know, if you spent a lot of time in Valorant or CSGO, would you play something else to try to learn it, or would you just chill out in the game you already know? It's a tough choice, you know?
It is a tough choice. So, I mean, the thing is, too, is that these games are so popular that, like, you obviously want to, like, not be included, but you want to understand.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Like,
yeah.
You want to be like, all right, man, it's got to be good because everyone's playing.
It's like a cultural thing. Yeah.
It's like, all right, man, you know, now, you know, and it's also good too for, like, I don't know, a comedic standpoint for me to, like, understand why certain stuff goes on in certain games. Like, I tweeted the other day, I hate the op, and mad people are like, mood, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't be able to make that tweet if I didn't play Valorant and actually get sniped 700 times for just peeking a corner once.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Just, I think I have to, I'm gonna have to actually download the Kovacs, man. Like, it might be.
Dude, Vince got it for me. He just sent it to me. He was like, good luck. I was like, all right, thanks.
It might be time.
Yeah. So I now have Kovacs. Hopefully I'll be able to figure that
out. Like any good team, hiring the right employees for your front office is just as important as recruiting the best players for the game. That's why you need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
No, but back to the direct. Back to the direct.
Back to the direct. Overall, it was just it was a big mad direct to me. Like, I don't think it was bad as a direct, but I think it was bad for the fact that I think it was bad based off the time that we have went without a direct. You spent all this time not doing stuff. Like, when you have a direct not for that long, you have to come back with all the shit that everybody's looking for. So that direct should have started off with some Bayo 3 talk. You know, should have came through with some Prime 4 talk. You know, should have came through with all the talk of what everyone's thinking about. But so if this direct was like in between two big directs, whatever, like, I would have been like, all right, cool. They need to get all this information out. But because it's been so long, it made this direct look way worse.
Well, it's been over a year. And I think that's the problem is, like, if they just gave us, like, I don't understand it. I don't understand how it could take this long. And I know COVID, blah, blah, blah. But, like, this is nuts. There's nothing on the system. I haven't turned my Switch on in God knows how long. And, like,
that's a you problem, bro.
I guess.
There's definitely games out there. Come on, man.
I don't know if that's true. Because, like, I'm playing.
I play my shit every night. Well, that's fair. But I play my shit every night. Do you have a dock in your room? Well, I guess, see, it's different for me. Like, because I don't want to be in front of my computer all day. So, like, now I have, like, a dock in, like, every room in the house. Outside of, like, you know, so, like, I can go play in my bed, I can go play in the living room, whatever. So, like, I have games, right? But if there's gonna, like, games that I know are not gonna run that well on the Switch, of course I'm gonna get them on the PC. Like, I'm definitely not gonna play Apex Legends on my Switch. What the fuck? Absolutely not. Like, but, like, for these indie games and shit, like, I'm playing, like, almost all the games that Team 17 gives me, I play them on the Switch. Going Under, Rogue Heroes, Neon Abyss, like all those games that came out on the Switch, I play them on the Switch. You know, the Switch, the Switch Pro Controller is godlike, and that system is great for indie games. But as far as they're like, you know, they're, if you're talking about, does the Switch have like first party bangers right now? Of course not. No, there's not really anything coming out for the Switch right now.
Yeah, I feel like Nintendo needed to hit a little harder on this one, but they didn't, and whatever. Hopefully we get more news soon. I can't believe that dude came out to tell us he had nothing about Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, that's wild. That's
crazy. He was like, I bet you expected something. Nope, bye.
Like, that's some true trolling shit. Like, if I was, they had to pay him for that. They had to pay him big bucks to go out there and do that shit. Cause, like, I just don't, like, what did you think was gonna happen? Hey, man, I just want to give y'all an update that, like, whatever y'all, you know, I know y'all are super hyped for this shit. Ain't got nothing on it. Ain't got it on me today, play.
Waiting over a year to be told there's nothing coming. Like,
yeah.
I wish that they would make smaller stuff. Like, I know that they've got all these ambitions to make bigger games, but I just wish we could get, like, a smaller scale F-Zero game or Star Fox game or Kirby game or, like, something that would be, like, a bit smaller but easier to make and less time intensive, because this Breath of the Wild stuff is, good God, this is insane.
I mean, that's all I can really say about it, is just, they gave us the hottest trailer for that game, and it's like, wow. So it's like Breath of the Wild, it's like darker, You know what I'm saying? Like, we're thinking, like, you know, Majora's Mask type deal. He could have came out with literally the same trailer, and I would, like, with, like, maybe a release date or something, and I would have been like, at least we got something. But the fact that he came out there, boldface, looked us in the eyes and said, I ain't got nothing on y'all, but here's Skyward Sword, is straight a slap. Of all the games, like, if it was Oracle Ages, Oracle Seasons, done in the format of, like, you know, the last Zelda game, The Link's Awakening, I would have been 1,000% down for that. But now, what we get is Skyward Sword Remake. Get the fuck away. No. That's, like, that's one of my bottom, like, three Zelda games. Like, I didn't enjoy that shit at all.
Yeah, everybody says they hate that one. It's...
I don't know, man.
It's not great, but...
You gave us a game we didn't really want, but thanks. Exactly. That's it's like, I was like, I mean, cool. This is the people who get that. Because you know how, like... Well, honestly, it was on the Wii, so I can't even say that... if it was, like, a Wii U game that got reported because... Or whatever, then I would have been like, all right. Because, you know, obviously the Wii U didn't sell that much. So if there was a Zelda game that came out directly for the Wii U, then I would have been like, all right, cool. This needed a remake. But that game was Breath of the Wild, which also came out on the Switch, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just... That wasn't the one. That just wasn't the one.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I am not a big Zelda person. I'm not big on... You know, I don't really care. But I've heard everybody say that that's the worst one. And apparently all the Zelda remakes are all, like, 10 years apart from each other. I didn't know that. So, like... Wind Waker came out in 2003, then they had a remake in 2013. Skyward Sword was 2011, so now it's 2021, which I think is kind of interesting. So look forward to the Breath of the Wild remake in 2027, I guess? 6 years?
Yeah. The Wind Waker HD, though, was nice. I was kind of happy to play that one again.
I want to play it. I don't want to hook my Wii U back up, so I would actually rather have that.
Yeah.
Personally, but that's just me.
Yeah. So.
All right, guys, before we get started on our third topic, I got something to show you. Please enjoy this.
Join Ignition Casino, your go-to destination for the best online poker, table games, progressive slots, and much more. Sign up with the promo code IGNITION777 and deposit using Bitcoin to get 25 free spins on 777 Deluxe.
Thank you to Ignition Casino. All right, you're unmuted. Thank you to Ignition Casino for sponsoring and backing Y'all Gaming. Please check it out. Oh, wait, you could hear him? How could they hear you? I had you muted. Oh, I had me
apparently
muted.
Not.
I got had him me again. Muted. My bad.
Got him again.
Well, there we go. Anyway, big thanks to them for sponsoring Prediction Esports and Y'all Gaming. All right, let's talk about the third topic. Tell me about it.
All right, third topic is Outriders, man. Outriders is a new game made by the people who made Gears. It's a looter shooter, so think Destiny, but like with Gears. It was pretty cool. We watched a video about it today. It looks pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Like, it looks pretty cool. The thing about looter shooters is that I feel like I can only get into them for like a month, and then I'm not playing them anymore. So I don't know if I'm going to buy it, but if you're into some looter shooter type deals and you like Gears type format of shooting, then I think that's it. There's some pretty cool abilities for people. They got different classes. They had like tanks. They had like a dude with a little mini turret. They had like a trickster, all that type, all that good stuff. I really think it's going to be a good game. The issue is that like looter shooters right now have they have two big blemishes on them right now. Anthem,
yeah,
and that Marvel here game. Like, so right now looter shooters are kind of down bad. I feel like, you know, when you think of them, you think of them how like they're just not hitting as of late. So this one has to come out the like the woodworks, and Cyberpunk, is that a looter shooter?
Cyberpunk, would you count? Cyberpunk is
okay. And Cyberpunk, so and I didn't Godfall, even think about that.
Which is not a shooter, but it's a looter.
It is a looter.
It's a big looter.
It's a looter slasher that's very gold and very boring. Anyway,
gave me some loot too because I did a bounty. Nice, kind of nice.
Looter shooter is better in the roguelike format. So, what would you like? Would that be like a Gunfire Reborn?
Like Enter the Gungeon, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. But yeah, as of right now, looter shooter RPGs are really not hitting. And I think that Cyberpunk could have actually saved them for sure if the game lived up to its expectations. Unfortunately, though, its expectations were Empire State Building high. And they were just like in the third floor of an apartment building. Yeah. So, yep. So that's unfortunate. I do hope that Outriders kind of like gets some of that, gets some of the looter shooter like greatness back. I do think that is a pretty decent
game genre. Like with Destiny 2, that game's pretty fun. I never really got too far into Destiny 2, but I see that like obviously a lot of people are playing it. When I do watch other people who are like far into Destiny 2, I can see how fun it looks. I just don't want to get there myself because I'm so late. So if I jump in Outriders, you know, day one, then cool. You know what I'm saying? I can loot my boys, all that good stuff. It's just unfortunate. Again, as I said, like there's just too much shitty looter shooters out right now that are just not. It's just making the whole genre look bad.
Yeah. Who's making it?
The people who make Gears, but apparently it's being published by Square Enix. Is that what I saw? Let me go and look it up.
I'm not
Outriders Wiki.
I don't know.
Outriders is an upcoming cooperative role-playing third-person video game by developed by People Can Fly and published by Square Enix European Enix's European subsidiary.
People Can Fly? Weren't they on Crackdown?
Time to find out. People Can Fly. People Can Fly.
Bro, they made Fortnite. Oh, shit.
Oh, hold up now.
They made Fortnite Save the World.
That's big though, because Fortnite, I mean, Save the World turned into Battle Royale, which is one of the biggest games of all time right now. So
this is not going to be good. No.
Come on, bro. No, they made Gears 2. Like, what are you talking about?
They didn't make it. They ported everything and they co-developed it. They're an Epic game spinoff, but they're making this on their own. No. Cringe. Bad. Bad game. Bad game for sure. For sure.
Okay, buddy.
Oh my god, they're from Poland too. You know how many shitty Polish games I've played on Steam? Good god.
Well, probably a lot because you keep getting those $1 games. So.
Exactly. They're all $1 trash. I'm not feeling it.
Da. You know what I'm saying? That's
all
right. I don't know, man. I'm looking at this. It does say co-developed with Epic a lot. So, hey, what was that? Gears of War ported only. Gears of War 2 co-developed with Epic.
Remastered version of Bulletstorm. I wish you luck. I hope you like it. I hope it's good. It's a no for me, dog. It's a big no.
That's crazy, bro.
That looks nasty.
Damn. You think they didn't learn anything in the last? I was gonna say the last year, but
nope.
They got Bulletstorm Duke of Switch Edition, and that only came out on the Switch. So maybe they didn't learn anything. We'll find out.
Is mad old. Like that's an old ass game. I don't know, man. I hope it's good for your sake, because I'm not playing it.
I don't even know if I'm playing it myself. Like, it looks like a game that I could get into. That's what I said. I don't know if I'm going to buy it, but a game I could get. Now, if I get that key, you know what I'm saying? It's a little different. True. Anyway.
Yeah, I forgot.
Emo Furchie is coming through. We got a question, though. We actually got a question. Sure, Emo Furchie, he's always here. That's the homie. He says, I appreciate you both for having this podcast. My question, is there a franchise you think should have ended by now, or one you think shouldn't have ended? Final Fantasy Tactics for me could have easily competed with Fire Emblem.
I mean, I have millions of franchises that shouldn't have ended. I talk about this a lot, but I think Twisted Metal could kill right now. Like Twisted Metal, if you put out a battle royale Twisted Metal that handles like Rocket League, I think it would kill. I really do, and I've felt that for a while, because the characters could be so cool, too. If you have abilities, so you take the Valorant abilities, you take the Rocket League handling, and you throw them in a Battle Royale, I think that would bang. Twisted Metal would go nuts. There are a ton of games that shouldn't have died. A game, like a series that's gone on too long? I don't think Pokemon has gone on too long, but they need to change stuff.
Yeah, I think this... Like, the stuff that they're changing is not changing the core format of Pokemon. That's what needs to change right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that series has been the same since Red. I haven't played it, so, you know, maybe I'm making this up, but as far as I can tell, it's weird, too, because, like, I don't really like Zelda games, but one of the reasons I really, like, respect them, or I think they're cool, is that every game takes on a different, like, challenge, or it's even games like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, which share the same DNA, have different structures. They have different characters in them. They have different tones and atmosphere. I think that's really cool.
I think that they can make a literal open world RPG of Pokemon at this point in time, like this.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. Like, I mean, that it's just the working is there. You know what I mean? Like, the inner workings are definitely there for you to make an open world RPG of Pokemon. And, like, it could be, like, instead of, you know, going for badges and stuff, you can go into dungeons on some like mystery dungeon type deal.
Yeah.
And like y'all, you know, use your Pokemon to like battle out, you know, battle out and accomplish stuff like that. But in a main Pokemon game, but it'd be a Pokemon RP, MMO. Yeah. But I don't know, man. Like I've definitely seen some people try to make Pokemon MMOs, and like I've never really been interested in them. So I guess I'm waiting for like Game Freak to actually do it. But yeah, I don't know. I see what you're saying. I see some people saying Zelda's starting to run its course outside of Breath of the Wild, which is exactly why they swapped into that Breath of the Wild.
You think so?
Type deal. I think that older Zelda's. I think that Breath of the Wild was a good change of pace for Zelda. I think Zelda should have been an open world game for a long time. However, I think that Breath of the Wild still was relatively empty, and I hope that they fix that in Breath of the Wild 2. So, I do think I still like playing older Zeldas. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with older Zeldas for me. I think that if we were to continue to bring both Zeldas to the forefront, though, it should definitely be a Breath of the Wild type, and then the 2D Zelda types, like the Link's Awakening type deals, instead of like Ocarina of Time 3D games anymore. Like 3D game, Ocarina of Time 3D games and Majora's Mask 3D games, they have been replaced by Breath of the Wild types. And then, but you still have your 2D games that they can make as well. So that's kind of where I'm at with Zelda right now.
I really loved Link's Awakening. I'm like slowly but surely getting into Zelda games now. Like I did play Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask last year. I don't know if I'm going to play Skyward Sword because it looks too cutesy. I don't know how to describe it. It looks
you never played it before, right?
Hates it. No, no.
All right. Well, see, the biggest issue with Skyward Sword is that like, the game never stops tutorialing you for like the first 12 hours. So like, it just like it's like literally baby's first Zelda, okay. And I don't understand why it's like that. And the tutorials are like, it's like non-skippable tutorials. So like, that's a slog in itself. The motion controls obviously wasn't a hit either, but it did bring in some good stuff. You can upgrade your weapons, and like the upgrades of your weapons are really fucking cool.
Okay.
It brought the stamina bar. That was really cool. And then yeah, Skyward Sword has a lot of backtracking too, and it's like I mean, if you're gonna play Wind Waker has backtracking at the very end, which is like that part's like whatever, and it's sped up in the HD remake. But in Skyward Sword, like you visit like every area like four times, and it's just. It's kind of annoying. Like you visit every area and like, you know, you like open up one extra thing and it's like, all right, man, like,
yeah.
So, that's pretty annoying. The good parts of it, like the flying on the birds was pretty sick. The stamina thing that they brought over to Breath of the Wild was pretty sick. And I think the story in itself was really good. I think the story was, if you're like a huge Zelda fan, you're into Zelda lore, like you definitely want to play it for the story.
Yeah.
But if you're just playing the game because you want to play a Zelda game, it's a big skip for me.
Yeah, I'm probably just not going to get into it because everybody that I've talked to says sort of the same thing that you're talking about. It's like,
yeah,
I'll try Link to the Past. I haven't tried that yet. Maybe that's the play.
Yeah.
Maybe
that. Xenon Blue says he's got a question. Do you think if Nintendo added an extra gameplay to Ultimate, like how Slippy added Volleyball to Melee, that it could even somewhat appealing to a game that seems. Wait. That it could even somewhat. Oh, like appeal to a game that seems relatively stagnant at the moment? I don't think that Smash is stagnant, though. I think that's just. Like. That's just tournament goers.
Yeah,
Smash is never stagnant. Yeah. Like that game is it's too big to be stagnant. It's just there's no tournament, so because in your bubble you don't see a lot of people talking about it, you think that like it's not popping. Smash is literally always popping. Like it's just, you know, maybe not in the tournament format, but I mean there's if you log on right now into that little free play section where the four man free for alls and items, it's popping in there for sure. Like yeah. It's definitely popping in there. Those people don't know anything about netcode. They don't care. They're just gonna hop in there and throw some items and have a great time. So
you know. Yeah, I think Smash is always popping. It's always sort of churning along and stuff's happening. I think if they were going to introduce something for the competitive side, they could do stuff, like extra gameplay stuff. But at the same time, like they've already shown that they don't really know what to do with that anyway. So whatever that they introduce, we wouldn't really like it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, Smash definitely tried. You know, they tried that new stuff. Like, I feel like they definitely tried new ideas, but they just didn't implement well. I think that customs could have been a way better idea if they were actually fleshed out, if they had reason to be the way they were. But every custom was small and fast or big and strong and slow.
Yeah.
So, like, just... But if there was, like, customs that, like, made sense, you know? Like, instead of Mario getting a fireball, he gets an ice ball because, like, that's actually something he gets in one of his games.
You could get, like, a green turtle shell or something. Like, something a little bit more. Or, like, oh, dude, hammers. That would have been cool. And they have, like, the Simon arc. Oh, that would have been nice.
Yeah, like, what, there's ideas they could have done off each game. They just decided, you know, here's a small, fast...
Make it easy.
Here's Falco. Small, fast laser. Slow, stunning laser. How about that? Like, all right, just... Cool, thanks.
But
I did like Falco's super burst, or his quick burst. That the up B, that joint was funny.
I was going to say, some characters are like Mega Man got a lot of cool customs just for him. So, like, I was going to say it might be an animation thing, because it's tough to make different animations for every character and all this other stuff, but, like, Mega Man got care put into his. Palutena also. Like, they got entirely new movesets, which is really neat. If they could have done that for every character, that would have been really cool. But
yeah, Dr. Nut has a question as well. He says, "I have a question. If you could tweak one game to make it competitive that isn't already, what would it be?"
I mean, I have a bunch of games that I wish were competitive but aren't. They never found anything. Mario Strikers Charged, which I'm going to be playing on my stream soon. Spoilers.
Nice, nice.
Who
are you playing?
I'm just playing myself.
Oh, I was going to say, because, like, I'm sure the servers are down, aren't they?
Yeah, you can't play online, but no. Mario Strikers Charge is one of the best games ever made.
All time.
Twisted Metal, I think, could be competitive, could be an eSport, I'm just saying. I really thought that Star Wars Squadron might find a scene, as weird as that is, because I feel like it's not... that's an area hasn't been explored. Is it, though? No.
I thought the idea
of 4v4 team dogfighting was super cool, almost in the same vein as like a tactical shooter like Valorant. I thought that'd be super cool.
Yeah, you're correct. Squadron currently has 128 viewers, so.
Yeah, nobody cares. I knew that would happen. I did.
Cross, but, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But I think it would be really cool to see other spaces sort of emerge. Not really games, but different types of games, if that makes sense. That'd be cool.
I'd be down. I would definitely be down for, like, if what is that game? If Star Fox had like 4v4 like dogfights like that.
Yeah,
like I would eat that game up. I would eat that game all the way up, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the next step for Star Fox for sure. 4v4 squad. You already have the 4 squad, so it could be, you know, Fox team versus Wolf's team, like whatever. Like that's done. So,
oh, that would be so cool, because you could pick like Leon, and Leon is a different ship than like Andrew and like all the, like the pig and the chameleon. Dude, that would be
God.
But it's Nintendo, so they're never gonna goddamn do it.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. Now I'm sad. Like, that would be sick. let another developer do it. Like, that's tough.
Just give it to Next Level Games, man. They do some good stuff.
They do
games.
Everything.
Give it to Next Level Games, and I'm down for that.
I love those guys.
But yeah, that's. So, I mean, that's. I think that a Star Fox BR could work well too. A Star Fox BR could work if it was like Assault, though. So, like, you know, you start on foot, but you can like find, you know, tanks or cars like around and stuff. But the on foot weapons still have to be good enough to stop those too. Like, so I think the rocket launcher will be really big in that game. Honestly, bro, they could just give me Star Fox Assault again.
Just re-release.
And I just, but with online multiplayer and like 8 people, and I would be big down. I love Star Fox Assault, man. That was a quality game. But either way, you know, that's gonna be it for us, man. We talked about Super Mario Bros. We talked about Nintendo Direct, Star Outriders. So, you know, if we did a TLDR, Super Mario Bros., Bowser Fury, cool. Nintendo Direct would have been cool if it wasn't a year and a half later. So, whack. And Outriders, question marks.
Yeah, probably cringe. But thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time. We'll be back next Tuesday. Also, you can find this on Spotify, iTunes, all the other things. But definitely check those out. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Y'all Gaming. Good night and goodbye.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.